Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's do it again on a Hertz day, the WIP afternoon show. You know, Thursday is always a Hertz day, but it's really a Hertz day today, Ike.
Yeah.
Ike, Spike, and Fritz with you. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Well, Spike, I'm telling you, I'm feeling frisky.
Oh, no.
I'm feeling frisky. Strap on your seatbelt. Listen, I'm irritated.
Oh, no.
I'm just saying. Jackie Baseball? Not necessarily good news coming out of CBP. Holla at your boy.
Me and Ike also aren't talking after some derogatory comments in the pre-show meeting.
About what?
There might be some leaks coming out of this show coming up
really?
A little bit later about
really?
This discontent, trouble in paradise.
Are you texting D. Gunn
no,
right now?
No, might be. And his stupid little old city grew up and is trying to take my slugger. Things are not great on this show right now.
Wow, it's going right after Cincinnati. Well, it's a big show, as it always is. Shiel Kapadia joins us at 3. The great Mike Mayock joins us at 4. We have the top 5 at 5 at 5. And today's show is sponsored by Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Check out the pop-up Christmas Sleigh Bar at Klondike Kate's now through December. So, Ike, you know, every morning I take a really long walk through South Jersey. And I think about the show. I think about what's going on. You know, sometimes I think about other stuff. But I was thinking, you know, our week has been overtaken by the rumors, by the,
yes.
the leaks
yeah.
out of the NovaCare facility about Jalen Hurts. And I was thinking about it. And one thing we all agree on, that we have agreed on, Jack has agreed, I have agreed, you have agreed, is that the leaks are wrong and they're not productive. Right? Whether it is AJ saying what he's saying publicly, whether it's the reports going to Diana Rossini, whether it's reports going to Derek Gunn, we all believe that the fact that they are being leaked is bad and wrong and it doesn't hurt the team and we're all on the same page. But one thing we haven't talked about a whole lot that I was thinking about this morning on my walk is like, what if they're true? You know, not if it's right to leak it, because I don't think it's right to leak it. I don't think it's right to say that about your teammate or your, you know, the person who's playing for you, whatever it is. But I was thinking more about, like, what if it's true? What if there is this tremendous frustration from other players about how Jalen is playing the game? What if there is this tremendous frustration from coaches about how he's playing the game? And on top of it, why has no one stepped up with their chest out and said, don't say that about my QB, right? I heard it about Bo Nix. I heard it about Sam Darnold, all those things. And what it makes me think is that it makes me think that the leaks are true. And if they're true, I just wonder looking forward how tenable this is. Because this isn't the first time we've dealt with this, right? We
sure.
heard about it last year. And to a certain extent, we heard about it in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
And I started worrying that not that they're that it's being leaked. We've addressed that. What has concerned me is that what if these things are true? We thought we had this, like the quarterback situation set, right? For mm-hmm. the next however many years, the next decade, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So I thought more about what if it's true. And I just keep going back to that. This seems like it might be true. And that gets my concern level up.
Well, here's the thing for me. Some of these things may have a hint of truth to them. Right? That's the thing that sort of is the gray area with all of this. I think we've spent too much time trying to parse whether or not these things are true or false versus how much do they truly matter.
Okay.
And that's where I'm at.
And you don't think it matters?
I don't think it matters as much.
Okay.
I don't think it matters as much. To me, now, here's what I'll say. I'm not going to tell you that this won't at some point cost us, meaning the discontent, the undermining, the frustration, the inability to not move on and get over your personal feelings on all of this. Because I think there's a lot of personal feelings involved with this, emotions, and everybody wants to get their side out, everyone except for the quarterback who isn't. Matter of fact, you know, I'm listening to Jalen being asked these questions yesterday. And a year or two ago, I don't know if he handles it the way that he did yesterday. I thought yesterday he showed true leadership by holding himself accountable, not being dismissive of it, saying to the point of, this is a you all thing, this is not really going on. So even what he didn't say or address, it kind of at least gave some credence to some of the stuff that's out there. But the point that I appreciate is that he's not ignoring it. He said he holds himself accountable. He holds himself to a high standard. He's working every day to try to fix these things, right? But he's not going to get caught up in the drama of all of this. And that's why I say, ultimately, Spike, how much does it truly matter? From his perspective, he's going to play his game the way he deems fit to play his game. And because he's the most scrutinized person on the team with the microscope, he has earned the right to play his game the way he deems necessary to play his game to win football games. Because he's not playing for individual stats. He's not. This is about me. This is about I'm doing what I think is best for us to win. Now, you all may say, throw the ball more. Throw the ball down the field deep. Do this. Throw in anticipation. That's because it benefits you and what you want from an individual player standpoint. Skill position, guys, yeah, you get the ball more, you get your numbers up, this and that and the other, but okay, is that to the detriment of negative plays, interceptions, things of that nature? Is it worth it to him to do that? No, because he doesn't want to sacrifice the winning. Oh, the offense looks boring. Can you be a little more creative? That calls into question coaching and schematics. Well, coaching feels, oh, man, we're drawing up plays, or we can't draw up plays because he won't do this, or he doesn't feel comfortable doing this and that and the other. If the guy was going rogue and doing his own thing and it was costing the team wins, I could get on that side of things. See, when Wentz was getting accused of all this stuff, he doesn't want to change his game. He wants to do what he wants to do. And it was leading to losses? There's no defense of it.
Sure.
But when he's comfortable doing it the way he's comfortable doing it and he's told us, it may not look the way you wanted to look, but it's going to look the way Jalen wants it to look. I'm going to play my game. And the thing that gets me is that it hasn't cost the team from an overall success standpoint. Guys have gotten contracts. Guys have gone on to get extensions. You got a Super Bowl championship attached to your name doing it the way he wants to do it. So until I see it's detrimental to the team's success, I'm going to ride with him. I'm going to ride with the way he does it. I'm one of those people that in the beginning didn't like the way it looked. Oh, man, you're going to be the franchise quarterback, though. It's got to be this way. You know what? He's proven us wrong at every turn. He's proven us wrong at every turn. So why hasn't he earned the trust of those inside the building to say, you know what? It may not be the way we want it to be, but man, the result is what we want from an overall standpoint. You can score a lot of points, get turnovers, lose games, you'll get fired. Because to the fans, the standard is the winning. That's all we care about, is the winning. And this is where they, who are on the opposite side of this thing with Jalen Hurts, are going to lose. Because I haven't seen where he hasn't won at the high level. I'm not saying he wins a Super Bowl every year. What I'm saying is he wins at a high level. They win with him at quarterback at a high level playing the way that he plays. Why would I change that?
215-592-9494. I'm just sort of at the point where I don't agree the leaks are right, but if there's a bunch of players and coaches that are frustrated with the quarterback and his play, it makes me worried about not just this year and the future. So does it worry you? Forgetting about the fact that the leaks came out. Mm-hmm. Like, if you believe that they're true, and if we believe that there is some truth to them, are you concerned about that? There's one thing that I want to bring up that you mentioned mm-hmm. that I was also thinking about this morning. Because you said that he is not concerned with stats and he is doing this ultimately to win.
Yeah.
The only thing that popped into my mind is that a lot of times, you remember Rajon Rondo would get tons and tons of assists. Mm-hmm. And people would say, Rajon Rondo is not selfish because he doesn't care about scoring. All he cares about is assists. And I said, well, he's just selfish in a different way. He cares about assists more than he cares about points. He'll pass up a wide open layup if he sees somebody else is there so he can get the assist up. Mm-hmm. And the only thing I was thinking about Jalen is, like, is he being selfish in, and I'm just asking the question, mm-hmm. I'm not accusing, but like, is what he's looking at is, I don't want to get blamed for turning the ball over.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to throw it.
Yeah.
Well, is that the stat he cares about?
Yeah. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with you coming to that conclusion.
Sure.
I'm okay with that. And I'm also okay if he feels that way. And I'll say it again. Because he's the one who ultimately is going to get blamed. He's the one that's going to get blamed. Receiver runs the wrong route, doesn't fight for the football, ball gets turned over. Jalen threw the interception.
For sure, right.
Jalen threw the interception.
Yep.
So I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. And the Eagles are players who are frustrated offensively. Because you know who's not frustrated? The defense. Defense don't give a damn. Defense don't give a damn. Defense does not give a damn. They don't care. They're going out and playing ball. So these offensive skill guys that want their numbers and this and that and the other, sure, I get it. I understand it. But you're going to have to decide at some point whether or not you want to be an Eagle and play with Jalen Hurts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Because as far as I'm concerned, unless he starts losing games and it's costing us, he's in the right because he's ultimately responsible. You might not like dad's ultimate decision pertaining to the household, but mom has an opinion, son, daughter, they all have an opinion. Everybody has an opinion on how you should deviate the money and what should be spent and what should be added, this and that and the other. Ultimately, dad's responsible. If he's in that position, it's going to fall on him when things don't go well. So dad has to have trust in what he's doing. And if that's been successful the majority of the time, not every time, but the majority of the time, then I got to lean on that. And you all have to adjust and trust that. So this is the way Jalen plays. It's frustrating. I get it. We want to see more. I get it. But he's not costing you football games.
215-592-9494. Are you worried about the stuff in the leaks being true? We do have a next question.
Play your game, Jay Hurts. Play your game.
We do have a next question today because we want to have a little bit of fun.
Yes.
It is Bo Derek's birthday. Who was famous for the movie 10?
Yeah, Fritch and I don't have to remember Bo Derek.
Nah, again, like I brought up in the meeting, Tommy Boy. Yeah, big fan,
yeah.
Tommy
yeah,
Boy.
She still looked good in Tommy Boy.
Especially for her age.
What are we
talking about when she was in her prime?
A lot of posters. A lot of posters on a lot of walls. So for next question today, we're just going to ask you, who's a, give us a perfect 10. Just give us a 10. Jack, give us a 10.
So I'm taking a big answer off the board early.
Okay.
Someone who is... I mean, very, very good looking, and I consider a perfect 10.
Yes.
Brad Pitt.
He is a 10. He's a 10 in every way.
Bro.
He is.
Dude, he's holding up well, too.
He's holding up well.
He's in his 60s, isn't he?
Great actor, too, and...
Well, he's an overrated actor. Everyone knows that.
He's a great actor. You saw him. You saw the body in Fight Club.
Never saw Fight Club.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, I should probably see it.
Yeah, you
should. It's referenced a lot.
It's a good flick.
Very good actor. I don't know about great actor, but damn sure a very good actor.
And a perfect 10.
Underrated actor because he's so handsome. Ike, you want to give us a 10?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to the opposite side.
Okay,
yes.
All right. Going a different direction.
Oh, man. You know, there's a few of them out there that I would go with. You know who I'll go with, though?
Who?
Underrated.
Yep.
Underrated.
Okay.
But not if you got a real eye for beauty.
Okay.
I'm going with Kelly Rowland.
Oh, Kelly Rowland is a good answer.
Like she of all the like
10?
The Destiny's Child. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. I don't ever heard you hit that octave. I've been hanging on your every word for 7 years.
My bad.
Yeah.
Kelly Rowland, man. Come on, man.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll give you one.
All right. Who you got?
There's sometimes you look at a person and you look in their eyes and there is just.
Oh, there it is.
You are entranced.
I know who he's going with.
Kelly Oubre is a 10.
Different
Always
Kelly.
Back to Oubre.
Different
Who's better
Kelly.
Looking, Kelly Oubre or Kelly Rowland?
Oubre.
215?
Yeah, Oubre's 10. Oubre's 10 is the best looking guy I ever saw in my whole life.
Wow.
In my whole life. And in person, it's there too.
Tall drink of water.
Yeah, tall drink of water. All right, 215-592-9494. You're worried about the leaks being true. Not that they're happening, but that they're being true. And for next question today, give us a perfect 10. Leading us off. As he always does, Corey in Columbus. There you go. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, y'all need to put Ike Reese in the WIP Hall of Fame. That dad analogy right there, that you might as well shut the show down. That's it. Hey, that's it right there.
You know it.
Hey, Spike, were you here? Were you here in 23? I couldn't remember.
I was not. I was in New York
okay,
in 23.
So,
yeah.
All right, well, you probably remember the game. Jack, Ike, Spike. Y'all remember the Seattle game, right?
Of course.
Remember when Hurts took the shot to Quez Watkins down the field? Quez was in one-on-one. He got bumped off the route, intercepted by Julian Love. What happened?
I don't know what happened.
Did he get criticized? They said, you can't throw that ball. You can't throw that ball to Quez Watkins in that situation. Hold on. I thought we were supposed to trust our receivers. See, it's like – whatever he does, he going to get criticized. If it results in something good, he going to get the praise. If it results in something negative, he going to get the criticism. So I can't worry about what other people say. The report said a bunch of people. That's a loose wording, bunch. Like, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, we're taking liberty with that. We're just running like it's half the team or something.
Like, what's the
well,
bunch
Corey,
of people?
Corey, this is my question to you. And I'm trying to do this in a fair way because I think I've defended Jalen pretty strongly over the last couple of weeks with this stuff.
Yeah.
Don't you think it's a little weird that nobody, not one teammate, has come out with his chest? Everybody's got Twitter, everybody's got Instagram, everybody's got access to the media, that not one person has gone, everybody's got to stop talking about my quarterback that way. Like, not one person, the guy that won Super Bowl MVP last year. I heard about Bo Nix. I heard about Sam Darnold. You know, I don't hear ever. Don't you think it's a little disconcerting that not one guy has done that?
You know why it's not disconcerting? I would be understanding that if we did that. The only one guy talk a lot. There's only one guy on this team always running his mouth on social media and saying stuff. Jordan Mailata does the show, but we talk to him about football. Only one guy gives his opinion impromptu. Everybody else on our team answers the questions that they're asked. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, Lane Johnson will throw something out. But other than that, no. So that tells me they took the identity of their quarterback. Only one guy went rogue, right? And the reason why I say that one guy is because if you look at the people that's talking, it's the guy that has relationships with that guy. Busting with the boys crew. He was way to play with him in Tennessee. He got a good relationship with D-Jack and Shady. Diana Rossini. Every story that's ever been revolved around him been broke by her. So that's why I'm not really worried about it. You know what I'm saying? If it's true, it might be. People might be frustrated because they want numbers. But when I look at Devontae Smith, until last week, you was having one of your best seasons. But one guy changed that. Dallas Goedert, you was having a great season. Statistical-wise, touchdowns, all tight ends. You ain't had a catch. But one guy complained. You know what I'm saying? Saquon Barkley had a great year last year. He not complaining. So it's like, I see one guy upset. Jordan Mailata's taking accountability. Hurts is taking accountability. You know what I'm saying? The defense is playing well. The coach, only two guys in this situation can be mad. The OC and the receiver, because they're the only ones that's affected. Near Sirianni, you're winning football games. Jalen Hurts, you're winning football. Only two guys is not getting what they want.
I disagree with that. Don't you think the offensive line doesn't like the fact that they're getting blamed constantly for not being as good? I don't know that. I don't know.
Is Saquon breaking yards? What's Hurts got to do with Saquon running? They getting blamed because the run. They're not getting blamed because of the passing.
They're getting blamed because the offense doesn't operate well unless they're running. And I'm saying that there could be more frustration than simply guys getting their numbers. You know, there's no numbers for the offensive line except for rushing yards. Could, if you're an offensive lineman, I'm just asking guy to guy, you're an offensive lineman, and you have been the key to the team's success, really mostly for the last 4 years, has been the offensive line. They've always been able to run the ball. And then all of a sudden, 1 year, you're not as good as you have been in previous years, and all of a sudden, it's your fault. Like, wouldn't you feel some type of way like, hey, couldn't you throw the ball a little bit earlier so we don't have to be blocking for 7 seconds and so we're not getting crapped on for not running the ball at an elite level this year? I'm just saying it's possible that it could be somebody other than somebody who's not getting numbers.
I get what you're saying, but I personally don't feel like the offensive lineman is in and out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Landon Dickerson missed 2-3 games. I personally feel like the offensive lineman has an excuse. Like, they're not playing well, but they also banged up. I think there's only two guys, like I said, if you look at the team, Petullo's getting blamed because the offense don't look good. And then the receiver's numbers is down.
And Sirianni's getting blamed, too. I would say they both get blamed. Sirianni gets blamed, too.
Yeah, but, like, I feel like Sirianni's been getting blamed for years, but he's still, at the end of the day, if we win, you're not going to get rid of Sirianni for winning. You see what I'm saying? That's my thing. So it's like those two are the ones that are, like, being pointed out the most. So, like, if it's right, cool. I mean, I don't care. Get it fixed. I don't care who the blame is, who is right. Like, everybody get paid. Just fix it. And if he's the problem, then y'all need fired, too, because y'all all signed up to get this guy to guy. Y'all created the beef. Y'all was the one that said do it. He can do it this way. Like, yesterday, whoever the reporter is, D-Gun, oh, in practice, they run it one way. Well, duh, maybe in practice they letting that guy be open. The game – Remember in Seattle in the Super Bowl with Russell Wilson threw an interception. They said they ran that play 19 times and they caught a touchdown. But in the game, Malcolm Butler picked it off. Duh, because you done ran it so much, people realize what's going to happen.
Corey, give us a perfect 10.
Oh, perfect 10. I'm taking you back with this one. This was young Corey. Lisa Ray McCoy. When I saw a Players Club,
Diamond. Well, her name's still Diamond.
Woo! Hey, man.
Y'all ever seen Players Club?
No, I didn't see Players Club.
That's an Ice Cube movie.
Oh, I don't remember it. Lisa Ray McCoy?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know the name.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'll Google. I got a minute here. All right. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we'll hear if Jack thinks it's a problem that the coaches and the players are frustrated or not. And D-Jack, believe it or not, even though he's got the whole ass job coaching a football team, that's something to talk about on his podcast.
Even though he's leading a whole group of other people.
He's
a head coach.
He found a minute. That is coming up next. Today's show sponsored by Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra specials all football season at Klondike Kate's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.